Well, I mean, we're ready. That's the mindset. I'm actually downstairs in my studio right now printing out some lyrics because we're doing some songs that we haven't done in a while, you know, putting some new ones in. We start rehearsals on Thursday and Friday. I've been going back and forth with the guys all morning. Everybody's really excited. I mean, you know, there's a difference when you go out and you play 9-10 songs to when you can go out and play 15 to 16 songs. It's just, it's a difference for the crowd and for us. And we're very excited. You know, we're taking killer bands with us, and it's going to be a good time. I think that's the important thing right there. There's a lot of tours that do go out, and every band sounds the same. All the logos look the same, and all the bands sound the same. And that's not a fun night out. Well, I really do. I really look at diversity in packages. I mean, even when I was talking to Josta about Hatebreed and Devil Driver going out, it was like, that's what we were talking about, is that diversity. It's like, yeah, you guys are hardcore. We're this. We're Groove. We do what we do. And I think it's important for the fans, the people that come out for shows, to have some kind of diversity in the package. Otherwise, all you're listening to is the same shit all night long, you know? Well, I mean, look, man, all those guys are really great friends, man. I got respect for everybody that was on that tour. And Jamie and I are the ones who put that thing together. And about halfway through, I said, hey, this is doing really well. We should add another 4 weeks, and we did. What I took away from that tour was, yeah, diversity in a package works. I mean, Devil You Know is nothing like Devil Driver, and Devil You Know obviously is nothing like Hatebreed, and Hatebreed is nothing like Devil Driver. So I was like, people are coming out in force not only because we're packaging up right, but there's a diverse package. And I know that you know, Death Angel has their draw and their thing that they do. The Agonist, I mean, they're doing their own thing for sure. Winds of Plague, I mean, they're coming back strong right now. And so it's going to be interesting to have people out there and you know, experience the package. Pride myself over the last 20-something years for the live show thing, man. So I appreciate that compliment. For us, it's like, we're half punk rock, we're half metal. Go out, give 110%. So it's the same every night. Like, go out and lose yourself to find yourself. Like, totally disconnect yourself in order to connect. And that's what Devil Driver does. That's what I've done as a frontman my whole life, is get out there and give 110%. So I appreciate the compliment. Right. Well, look, I think the chemistry, that question right there, that word right there, is a big deal in a band. You got to have the chemistry. And the chemistry is going sour for many, many years with the members that I did part ways with. So I was pleased to do it. A lot of people don't know this, that Neil, my new guitar player, replaced Jeff, who, you know, Jeff didn't write a song in 12 years. So now I replaced Jeff with a writer. Neil is an incredible writer. He's written platinum songs for other artists. He's absolutely phenomenal. And a lot of people don't know that him and I had a side project going for like 2 years where we were actually writing together. So when the slot became open, or when I was like, look, I need to make some changes, he was the automatic fit because I know how he is live. I've seen him before. And I think that everybody just puts their best foot forward. I mean, Austin on drums is a complete monster. And offstage, he's complete opposite of my former drummer. And him and I have a great, great relationship. I mean, my wife often has to tell me and Austin, like, you know, to get off the phone because we're just in the top. We talk like two women. But, I mean, the thing is, like, you have to have chemistry in a band. And for people who are in bands, long-time bands,